for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. This is the 2011 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, November the 24th, 2011. Tom Stone is the speaker of the evening, teaching on Mind Wars.
Tom Stone, Tom and Diane have been a part of the ministry here. It's not our ministry, it's God's ministry, for over 20 years. And they are faithful to the Lord and faithful to the ministry of deliverance. And they are faithful prayer warriors, and they love to see demons go in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, Tom, come on up and share what the Lord has given you for tonight.
Just a little bit of talked about the prayer meeting. The Lord said, come meet me early in the morning. What's early? 2, 3 o'clock? I'll be here. Dawn? 8 o'clock? 10 o'clock? But we have I guess it would be a appointed time at this time at 6 o'clock in the morning. And like Patty said, I don't know of a place around that has a prayer meeting like this in the mornings. I really don't. And you guys may be very familiar with a lot of different ministries, but I've never been any place that we desire to see people set free like you are. And you will be here. So anyway, God's put me in the leadership, but I want God to be doing the work. Just like tonight, I want you to hear less of me and more of God. Because God is the one that does the work. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He says, I am the one that delivereth thee. If you call upon my name, he will deliver you. And I know there's many needs in this place. There are many needs in this place. I know I was a needy person. I was hungry and I was thirsty. And I came to a place that I drank. I drank of the living water. Brother Jack Harris was preaching in the pulpit, and he was in his way up in his late 70s, and he was a man that God gave a gifting to. He would supernaturally impose the Bible. And of course, he's a lot like a lot of you folks who have heard of Lake Hamilton, and you said, well, if these people are who they are, we don't know nothing about them, we'll come in and sit back on the back row, you know, and if they're kind of flaky, we're going to get up and run. And so we came in with that attitude, but God touched us that night. That man walked down here, and I can remember his pants. He had checkered pants on. He had a brown sports coat, but he got right about here, and all of a sudden there was a fix came over his face, and he started quoting the Bible. I mean, book after book. I mean, stopped at the punctuation, and I started crying. I was 40-some years old, and I tapped my wife, and I said, I thought I was a Christian. And it hooked me. It threw a hook in my jaw, and I realized that I needed God more so in my life, that I need to surrender some areas in my life that I was hanging on to. How many things have we got hanging on to? Some of us look like a jungle gym. We're just swinging from one ring to the other. We're not really turning loose, but we're hanging on. And one day, God met me back there, and He delivered me. I saw some materials. How many people have got a chance to look at our book tables around here? But I encourage you to look at these book tables. And I picked up a little pamphlet, and that convicted me. And I was close enough, and they have prayer meetings on Thursday. You know, they pray for people and all the prayer requests that comes in during the week, and it's fast day also. And I came in and I stayed the prayer meeting, and I got to the end of the prayer meeting. I was calm, cool, collected, and by that time, but I said, I need prayer and I need it now. And Bernadine was there, and Irma was there, and Brother Glenn was there, and Sister Outlaw, Corinne Outlaw, very dear friend of ours. And they got a hold of me, and I didn't know which way was up. My head was in the bucket, and I was twisting and turning, and the Lord delivered me from an alcoholic spirit. I drank from the time I was 19 to 27. On my own, I quit at 27, and I was at 47. And when the God sovereignly delivered me, I burped and I tasted, and they smelt the last thing I drank after 20-some years. So I know that God is real. I've been healed several times. I know He's delivered me. He's delivered other folks. And I know He's real, He's real, He's real, He's real. And I thank God for Him. And I want God to be part of your lives. Because if He's been a part of my life, He changed me. And I know if He changed me, it could change you. And I see people with lights on them around here. And just close your eyes and look at these chairs in this place. And because they're not empty, they're full of angels that's wanting to war for you. They are here to war for you.
Amen.
And God is sovereign. He said, if you cry unto me, I will do it. But too many of us have been doing it ourselves. I was a walking religious spirit so thick that you couldn't stand me for a long time. And people, I would think, man, I got my deodorant. Because I would walk in a room and they'd all flee. They said, there's that crazy person. What God wants to do is settling in our lives. He's wanting to settle some people right in this room tonight. And God wants to put a yearning in your heart that you'll let Him out of you. Because if He abides in you, we need to turn Him loose up upon this world. And that's not my message, but I will get to it here in a minute. And the title of my message is going to be War. How many is in here ever fought a battle or in a battle right now? Okay, that's just one of many, many battles that we fight. But the God's going to work with us this weekend and start delivering us from battle to battle. And God wants to do it. And all we got to do is learn how to lay our hands away from it, to take it away, and just drop it and leave it. And too many of us grab onto it and we're still hanging on it like the monkey bars, you know. I'm going to grab this suitcase over here, but I'm taking this one with me. And I grab it back here, and I'm taking this one with me. And so God's wanting to get rid of some suitcases. So I'm going to pray for a minute. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank You and I praise You and glorify You. Lord, just settle my mind, God. Lord, God, I yield myself to You, Father. Lord, let them hear more of You and less of me. And I thank You and I praise You and I glorify You, Father, because I've already said it and I mean it, God. I want to come in agreement with Your Holy Spirit, God, that You do the work and not me. I thank You and I praise You and glorify You. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank You and praise You, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm just going to take the will of the Lord here for a minute. And just saying, you, sir, stand up, please. Right behind Richard. You. One looking around. With a nice looking groom beard. Lord says, you wanting to dance with me. He says, this is a beginning of that dance. It's not the last dance. But He says, I want you to tend my ear, or your ear to me, saith the Lord. And He's going to take you places where you desire to go, but yet you haven't been able to obtain. But He's going to do it. He's going to provide the money. He's going to provide the time. And He's going to make the way. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. This couple here, you're thirsty and dry. You've been in a strange place, but you came seeking God. You need and you want more of God in your lives. You walked a little ways, but He's going to take you further. He's going to take you deeper. He says, when you come into my water, He says, I want you to come out of the ankle deep water. I want you to come into the calf deep water, into the knee, to the thigh. He says, I want you to come into my water. And He says, and when you get in my water, you're going to drink and you'll never be thirsty again. Because you're going to experience some things that you've been desiring to experience and they haven't happened yet. Okay? Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to become His battle axes. But He says, I want you to get into my word. Read my word. Consume it. It will be bitter. It will be bitter going down, but when it comes back out, it's going to be sweet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to just continue to ask God what we need to hear. And I've lost my glasses somewhere. But anyway, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I want to go to Exodus chapter 13. That'll work. Exodus chapter 17. 13:17. They work fine. Let me check my notes right quick. Yep, 13:17. And this is going to be the entitlement. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them out of through the way into the land of the Philistines, although that it was near. For God said, let's peradventure the people repent. And they saw a sea war and returned unto Egypt. God said, you know, when Moses was given the ordained purpose of going into Egypt and bringing his people out, and he did not know what to say, but God put every word in his mouth, all the miracles that he said, the 10 miracles that happened. You know, God done that, but look at this verse right here. And the people repented and they come out. But let's look at, if you don't repent and come out and want to go to war, you understand what I'm saying? If you don't want to go to war, then you turn right back to witchcraft. You go right back to Egypt. So how many people in this room, don't raise your hands, but I'm talking to your mind right now, has entered into thoughts and has not warred for your own soul. Just like, I'll give you an example. We was with the grandchildren the other day, and I would just smile at one, and I was looking at her, and she's a beautiful little girl, and she's got a nice family, you know? But all of a sudden, she was smiling back at me, but then all of a sudden, she had a quirky look on her face. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, my mind went, well, she's thinking, I'm thinking something else because of the world. You know, I'm thinking in a wrong motive, a wrong trying to manipulate her into an area. And all of a sudden, my mind came to a place of rejection. You know, you came to a place of rejection when somebody just don't smile at you or don't receive you like you want to be received, and you all of a sudden you see it and you feel this spirit of rejection. That's a war. That's a battle. That's a battle. And you got to be able to win that battle to win the war. He says, not by my spirit, but what? They are not carnal, but mighty through pulling down the strongholds. We got to be able to war. And I said, I will not receive that spirit of rejection. I refuse to receive that. I refuse, and we have to do this continually in our daily walk until we gain that ground and to stand on. We go to work, we go to schools, we go to universities, we go to doctor's office, we go to stores, we go to a place of courts, you know, wherever. And how you receive that person in front of you is how you're going to win the battle. You don't have to manipulate them. You don't have to, because there's a lot of people I know that, how many of you here don't want control of their life? Yeah. But God says to lose your life is to gain your life. And so here we are, we're manipulating our own lives. And God says, turn loose. And it's a, man, that's a battle in your own mind as it is. And that's war. There's also a verse that says, His name is the Lord, and it's the Lord of war, and He's going to war for you. Now, if we're in a battle, who do we want to fight that battle for us? He says, I will be your shield and your buckler. See? But yet we're trying to hang on and we don't want to turn loose. I could take care of that grandchild better than the parent. Oh, I can treat that man better than she can. Or I can treat or provide for that woman better than he can. And here we have all these thoughts running through our minds, you know, in different places that we're entering into a battle, and we don't even know what kind of battle we're entering into. And then all of a sudden, because we didn't war properly, we didn't go and repent, we didn't go and let God take care of our business first, and then we're entering into a spirit of witchcraft. See, and so witchcraft is a dangerous area. We know, we hear about voodoo, and we hear about Mediterranean voodoo, we hear about black magic. There's about three or four of them that are happening, but we don't even realize what we are entering into and what we're operating in. Because when you come into it and you want to control somebody else by words, I've seen people come here, I want you to pray for my child. I want you to pray for my child. I said, you need to pray for your child. First off, you need prayer where you can pray for your child. You need to get your act right before the child can get act right. I want to tell them that, but I don't do that. You know, I don't do that. But God's wanting to train us. Hey, we need to submit it to His Word. I was reading Psalms 119. And you just go down through there and you start numbering how many times it says precept in chapter 119 of Psalms. You just go in there, precept on precept, precept on precept. You just go on and on and on. And we need to learn His precept. If we do this, this will happen. But if we don't do that, this will happen. You understand what I'm saying? God says, what? To turn away an angry, wrathful person with a soft voice, right? That's a precept. It says, don't go down into the house of a wayward woman because you will be led into the stalls or the stocks. And then, what happens? And then there will be a dart be shot through your liver and your intestines will fall out of you.
That's true.
That's a precept, but it's truth. See, truth is basically a law, but it's not a law, but it's a precept, and it is truth. Things will happen. So we're into a battle, and we don't even know what kind of battle we're into because we don't put our minds in Him. Take, for instance, our own children. We don't even think if we've hurt our children or not because we've been caught up in a battle, and we're trying to exist, but we know, look back, and see where we may have hurt one of our children. You was done that way because your parents was trying to exist too. So what I found in my life, I need to go back and take care of some hurts where I hurt my own children and didn't even realize it. It wasn't, I didn't cuss them. I didn't beat them and knock them around or anything of that nature. But just tidbits. I promised one that I'd build an airplane with him. And I said, well, we'll see. But out of that conversation, that child wanted to build an airplane. And I gave them false hope. And I didn't even realize what I'd done. And this thing pricked my heart just this last weekend. You know, I should have built that airplane. So I gave that hope to that child, and it set up a spirit of rejection because I didn't do that. That's the simple thing. I look back in my lifetime when how many of you girls ever had one of these dolls that was a cloth cloth body and cloth arms, but ceramic hands and ceramic from the knee down and a ceramic head. I mean, they're very valuable dolls now. And their eyeballs, you tilt, they close and, you know, open. Well, anyway, she had this doll, and it was a very beautiful doll. But she played with that thing. Well, she left it outside, and my dad run over it. He didn't even say he was sorry or nothing. She passed away about 2 or 3 years ago. And that's one of the things she mentioned in her epitaph or her diary, that her dad run over her doll and never apologized. What's in our closet? How have we been treated? Or how have we treated our own children? And what are they doing to us today? And, you know, today, we're old fogies. You know, we don't know nothing about life. And we have children coming up. They're in their 30s, 40s. So I got a son that comes over and wants to tell me how to set up my shop and how to build this and how to build that. And anyway, we don't see eye to eye. So, anyway. But they know better than we do. But the thing about it is, we need to allow God into that situation. We need to let God into that situation. And so what I'm saying, I want you to think about how you was treated when you were raised. What happened to you? And some of the things that happens to you has been unmentionable. I mean, beat, abused, all kinds of things. Let's just leave it there. But God's saying, I want you to forgive those people where I can start working forgiveness in you. I want you to turn it loose that I can restore what the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust has ate. And these are bad words where your parents have cursed you. And then we turn around and it says, he that does not respect their parents and curse them, well, you old fogey, you know, my children don't even realize what they're doing, but I do. I've had to pray and break death curses off a lot of children and off of my own because they did not honor me in some areas. Have we dishonored our parents? Is there death curses on us? These are battles. These are wars. And they're not won just overnight. They're not just won overnight. But God says, when you start forgiving them, I'll start forgiving you. And I want to be forgiven. I want to be forgiven. And I want to have the ability to forgive other people of their sins. The scripture says, whose sins you remit are remitted. But those sins that you retain are retained. And I see some remitters in this room, but I also see some retainers in this room. Did you know what they did to me? You know the money they stole from me? I have the right. I have the right to take them in court of law. I have the right to take them there. I have the right to hold on to this. And God says you have no right at all. I was in a head-on collision one time. I played ping pong it was just a regular cab of a pickup truck. I played ping pong with front windshield and the back windshield. And I also hugged the steering wheel a lot tighter than I wanted to. This guy was going 60 miles an hour and I was going about 20 miles an hour. And you add that together and that's 80 miles an hour, headlight to headlight. It hurts. And all I had to say is, here I come, God, ready or not. But he saw me through that. Long story, let's get to the healing. I never got started healing until a year later, until I absolutely started forgiving the EMT. They'd come and pick me up. The cop that was there, because he didn't write a ticket. The guy that hit me. I forgave him immediately, because I'm going to tell you the reason why. And then I had to forgive the lady at the hospital because I busted my nose and my face was all messed up my black eye, and she saw me, and she just walked by the room, and she, from about here to my wife sitting right there, and she threw a wash rag and said, "Clean up." And this was in the hospital. So I had to forgive her. Then I had to forgive that insurance company that was, what do they do? About 2 years later, they finally decide to give you what you're due, but you got all these duns and the threatening, and your credit's starting to be ruined and this and that and the other. And, but the magical, no, God forgive me. The part of it was when I forgave that lawyer and sit there and took a third, no bumps, no bruises, took a third of your finances, my healing came to me. I had to do this number for a year. But the day I forgave him, I could lift my head up, turn it around, hang sheetrock, hang anything, hold my head up. But I'm telling you what, it's by his precepts. It's by his way that they win the battle, and it's got to war. You've got to turn loose of your own heart's desires and will. You got to. Because the minute you hang on to old relationships and you saying, "How come you're not here to help me raise these kids? How come? How come you're not paying part of these bills?" Male or female, it don't make any difference. "Our dad, how come you haven't stepped up the plate and paid all my bills? Or mom, why did you not protect me when I was vulnerable? How come?" God's wanting us to drop all that stuff. Drop all that stuff and forgive them. Because it's really, it made no difference if they were standing there. The same thing probably would have happened. But God's wanting us to come unto Him and crawl up in His lap and say, "Daddy, Daddy." Because it all boils back down to He's wanting to have a relationship with you, a one-on-one relationship. He already knows what you've all gone through, sis. He knows it. Now, there's four people that knows it. You were there. The other person was there. Satan was there, and God was there. So nobody knows, but there's four people. There's four entities that's there. In every situation, nobody knows. It's a secret. And then you come in front of somebody that's got the discernment and can read your mail, and it's just like an open book. Glory, hallelujah. But God says, I want you healed. I want you set free. But come and walk with me. And when we start walking with Him, His way, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They become God at that point. They become Jesus Christ. They become the Holy Spirit. It's not written that way, but those three are one, and they're wanting to do it for you. And if God's wanting for you, who's going to win? He is. Because if we come in agreements with Him, there's nothing on this earth that's going to hold you back. But it may not be come out like you want it. That other person may not get his riches tore up, or she may not get slammed, thrown in the slammer, or she may not this or that. But I'll tell you what, you'll be changed. And that's what we really need to be. We need to be changed into the image of Him. There's a funny thing. We call ourselves Christ, Christians, and we're walking around and there's no fruit. There's no oil. There's no anointing. There's no healings. There's no deliverances. Are we Christ-like? See, two-thirds of His ministry was dealing with the demonic, and the other was the healing. And so healing and deliverance is this close together. A lot of times we've got to get rid of evil spirits before we can be healed. Come on in, brother. Long time no see. But I thank God. I thank God. He's the God that wants to heal us. He's the God that wants to heal us. And it's not anybody. It's Him that wants to heal us. Because He's the one that's going to set us free. Not anybody. But yet we are earthen vessels that He wants to speak to, that we might speak the word that'll set you free. We got to be a conduit. You need to be electric wire that the electricity runs through. You know, young boys used to grab a hold of the wire and then grab a hold of your hand just to see you jump. You know? Just to see you jump. But thank God it's not that way. I'll never forget one time we was flowing in a Baptist room and we was praying for this one guy and he said, hey, I want to be anointed. And I said, okay. Next time you come to a prayer meeting on a Thursday night after, this was afterglow. This is what they call in the Baptist realm, an afterglow. You know, where you have the service and then you have the afterglow where you go hear all the beautiful music and the Holy Spirit starts working. So we met him and he brought this whole gallon of oil, Debbie. I mean, it was a gallon. And I cut my hands like this, actually, and he poured them full. And he had to bend over because I couldn't reach high enough or else I'd spill it all over myself. And this was in a Baptist church. And I reached up and he bent over. And I started running down his oil. And all of a sudden, Diane, she was going to pray for him. She reached out and she got this far from his head. And he hit the concrete like a ton of bricks. I mean, all his legs. We don't believe in slaying in spirit. I mean, this was a true knocking down of Heavenly Father. I mean, all his bones disappeared. And I worked many prayer lines from this coast to that coast. And I could, I was a catcher. And I could tell who was really being touched by God and who wasn't. It was the ones you try to greet like this, and there was a rubber balloon full of water. And boom, I said, that's God. That's God. And the ones that fall over just different aboard, boom, boy. They said, wow, this is, I mean, you couldn't bend them or, yeah, I mean, they wouldn't bend or bow, you know. And, you know, that. Well, that's something else, you know. And so, anyway, he hit the ground. And my wife, she said, uh-oh. And my eyes got about that big around, you know. And we sit there and we sit there and we sit there and sit there. 30 minutes later, he got up and he said, what did you do to me? And his eyes got about that big around. And anyway, he was surrendered to preach and the next day and next Sunday. And he couldn't get down that aisle quick enough. But God anointed him that night. Not us. Because we didn't have, we were just obedient to him. Now back to my wreck. We had this wreck and I got out of it and I heard God speak to me audibly. And he says, Tom, I want you to go pray for that fellow there that hit you. And I mean, his face was all bloody where he hit the windshield and took him 175 stitches to get sewed up and stuff. And God said, I want you to go pray for him. I said, he just tried killing me. And the God said, go pray for him. I said, yes, sir. And I went over there and I just laid my hand on his shoulder and I said, God, I know that you have started something in him. Lord, complete it. And then out of his mouth, that Baptist boy said, I knew I should have preached, I knew I should have preached, I knew I should have preached. But he was going three times as fast as I'm going. And I mean, it sounded just like tongues. It just rolled and rolled and rolled. And, but then I didn't see this guy for 2.5 years. And as soon as I prayed for him, we departed, and all of a sudden he looked us up for 2.5 years later, and he wanted to forgive us, or ask for forgiveness of us, because he took a year of my finances and took my truck and all my tools and all this. I said, sir, you were forgiven that day. But anyway, God graciously hooked him up with some people, and he wound up in Israel, preaching in Jesus' name, about Jesus Christ, which is against the law, and he was sleeping in burnt-out cars over there, and he told us, the church, that he wanted to introduce Christ to 500 people, and he baptized in the Jordan River. So you never know who you're in contact with. And when I told you to just look around and just see these, and close your eyes and just look at these chairs in here, every one of them has an angel sitting in it wanting to war for you. And I mean that. I mean that. God is wanting to change our lives. God is wanting to do something. I know He's wanting to change me in even greater fashion. I mean, he's messing with my business even right now. He's messing with my livelihood. He's messing with my home. You understand what I'm saying? He's changing things. He's changing things. And God wants to change us where we're at. He wants to change circumstances right where we live. But it's not changing them, it's changing you. Changing me. To where I can be able to look at things differently. Differently. And I'm tired of going wah, 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 wah. All about me. Let's sing about me, you know. How many sings that song? I want my life back, you know. I don't like the way I'm living right now. I don't want mine back because I don't want to go through the things I went through before. But God says that He loves you. He died for you. And His blood has been already applied to that cross and to the ground and to the mercy seat in heaven for us. And we've been living our own lives too long, too long. And I told you back when before in Tom's past life that I got delivered back here. And you know, even then, it didn't make no difference what spirit I picked up, he was talking to me. I couldn't get wasted enough that he wasn't talking to me. I didn't turn a deaf ear, but he was talking. He said, Tom, you need to be not doing this. Oh, but I was having fun. I was having fun. And God's talking to some of you right now. God's talking to you right now that we need to lay some things down. Lay down, lay down, lay down. That He might come in. Some of us have got some children that are out there that needs to come in. Some of us have got some sisters out there. Some of us have got some brothers that we have to start living our lives like what the Father wants us to live. Because with this number right here, just look around. I'd say there's, 30, 40 people here? Maybe 40. If one of you could put 5,000 to flight, multiply it times 40, could we turn this place upside down? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bind all spirits of migraine, headache right now in Jesus' name. I break it. I bind it, command it, loose this right now. Migraine, you spirit of witchcraft, I bind you and break your powers. I break your authority. Command to loose the people. Loose the people right now. Migraine, headaches, stress. I speak to you right now. Anxiety, fear. All fear, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. And sometimes this is the way we need to war for ourselves. Because if we don't enter into that kind of warfare, we're going to lose the battle because we have a tendency to succumb to that pain. Sometimes I bind that spirit of anger and fear in Jesus' name. Stress, go. You know, in the Scripture it talks about, you know, in the latter days that the sons have come against the fathers and the fathers against the son. And then there's one verse that says, and the enemy is in your camp. It's not your son. It's your fear. It's your anger. It's your anxiety is the enemy. It's not the son. It's not the mother. It's not the brother. It's not the sister. It's not the daughter. But it's the fear, the anxiety, and the stress that's in our lives is the enemy in our camp. And you are the camp. And we need to light the fire. The fire that burns bright and pure and holy. And it's called the baptism of fire. And some of us are going through that right now. Because, see, we're baptized in water and we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. But how many people have realized the baptism of fire? That He's wanting to burn and to melt you and to re-pour you and to rebuild you and to reform you into His image. But we got to go through some heat, the refining fire, before we can get to this point. Nobody wants this baptism of fire because it gets hot. But, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were firewalkers. Oh, Neb, his real name was Nebuchadnezzar, but they called him Neb. I won't be under your authority today, whether God saved us or not. And we got to come to that mentality. Father God, have your will in your way in my life. But I'm telling you what, we think, well, it's going to cost us too much. I won't be like myself, and I don't have enough money, and this and that and the other. No, he says, talk to the virgins. He says, go buy while the time is at hand. Go buy. Go buy that oil where you can trim your lamp and have it lit when the Christ comes back. And he says, oh, when I come back, will I find Christ like faith? That means a multitude of people having that faith. You know, a lot of us think, am I the only one? Am I the only one? Am I the only one that's been treated this way? Guess what? There's been a multitude of people before you. And it makes no difference what situation, makes no difference where you walked, where you've been. There's been somebody walked almost identically. The only difference is this particular fingerprint wasn't there, or this eyeball, or this retina, or these toes. But somebody's walked in the same shoes. Has God messed with anybody's business tonight? Because I want Him to mess with mine. I want to be closer to Him. I love to hear His voice. And I'm not crazy either. Because He knows my name. He's called it many times. And I don't have to ask who He is. Although He's in the wrong spot, I would rather be Him walking beside me instead of around. Got to turn around. You're in a bad place when you got to turn around. Been there. But I have been where He's been right by my side. In all things, when He talks to you and He tells you these things, all things, all things, all things is yours at that moment, what He says, if you repeat them things. Because it's not your voice, it's not you, it is Him. And you could take them to the bank, you could do whatever you will with them. No, you won't. I'm lying to you. God forgive me on that, because it's His, not mine. But we need to come in a like faith, a like agreements with Him, that we can move in that. Thank you, Lord. I see some settling coming, Gail. God's going to do some things with you, but you haven't seen everything He's going to do for you. Keep seeking Him. Keep seeking Him. Because I can remember, this is the flesh part of me, from the first time I ever saw you, you said, the Lord told you to come three times. And then I'm going to start calling her three-time Gail, because I don't know, this is probably about the 15th time she's been here. God throwed a hook in her jaw. But God still wanted to settle you. And He's wanting to throw a hook in a lot of your jaws, that you will come back and over and over and over and over again. Maybe not just to encourage the speaker. Because sometimes I see people that really encourage me and they don't even know what happened or what's going on. Because I used to be that religious spirit, knock on the door and nothing happened. But I thank God because I let go and let Him have His way. Went all the way to Louisiana one time with a Baptist minister, and we went into this Catholic project, and I said, we want to go witness. And he went to the door and he says, knocked on the door and he says, my name is Louis Chedier. And this is Tom Stone. We're from a little Baptist church down here on Mission Street. And the lady says, well, where's your track? Here's a dollar. Thank you. Bam, went to the door. Went to the next door, and the same identical thing happened. But you know, the next door, I tapped on the man's shoulder, and I said, I want to go in first. I want to knock on the door. And I said, my name is Tom Stone, this is Louis Charrier, and we just want to share a little bit about Jesus Christ. And you know, doors started opening like they never opened before, because I was concerned about their lives. We started reaching out and praying for those people. Oh, come on in. And we even got to lead two or three of the people to the Lord. You know, they were baptized or confirmed with the baptism earlier, but God wanted to have more of their life. And they said, we never felt like this before, but it was Him. We need Jesus.
Amen.
In a dying, a lost and dying world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to You. We come to the ecclesiastical courts right now. In Jesus' name, I bring each person in this room to intercede, to pray for right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, I bind every spirit, every foul and evil spirit right now that has touching or even got their breath on them people. I bind that foul and evil spirit right now in Jesus' name. I bind you, Abaddon. I bind you in Jesus' name, Polyon, you keepers of the gate. I bind you and break your powers and break your authority. I speak to the storm right now in the name of Jesus. That raging storm in Jesus' name. I bind that storm right now. The north wind and the south wind as it whirls over your head. That spin around and those voices that you hear. I bind it, break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to all insanity. I speak to mental turmoil right now. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you. Loose you right now. Come out of the back. Come out of the back of the neck. Come out of the shoulders. Right now. I speak to you right now. Fibromyalgia. You spirit of unloved. I bind you. Break your powers and command you loose the people right now. In Jesus' name. Fibromyalgia. I bind you. You spirit of being unloved. You spirit of rejection. I bind you. Break your powers and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break it, command, loose it. All pains in the back, all pains across the back right there in the name of Jesus. I bind you, break your powers and authority. Fear of finances right now, I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. Because God says, I will provide for you in the name of Jesus. I break your powers, I break your authority in Jesus' name. I speak to you, evil spirits, go right now in Jesus' name. You have to go right now. You spirits of abuse, all spirits of abuse right now in Jesus' name. Whether it be sexual, verbal, mental abuse, I bind to break power and authority of the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The old woman of the Queen of Heaven, I bind you and break your powers. I break your powers and command to loose the people right now. Queen of Heaven, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of the name of Jesus. Command to loose you. Loose the people right now. Queen of Heaven, gotta go. Gotta go. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. You gotta go. Move up. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Everybody just give me a big deep breath and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you and glorify right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All depression, you spirits of depression, I bind to break your power. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Depression, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. Come up and come out right now in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go right now. Let them go right now in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Fear, anxiety, stress, I bind to break your powers. Command to loose you right now. Go. Come out right now. Come out of your eyes. Come out of your heart right now. Fear, anxiety, and pressure. This is right now in Jesus' name. Go. Right now, in Jesus' name. Magabisabib, fear on every side, fear on the left side, fear on the right side, fear behind you, fear in front of you. I bind and break your powers and command to loose you right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you and glorify you right now, in Jesus' name. All child abuse come off you right now, because you are a child of some kind. I speak to that spot, that child abuse right now in Jesus' name. You had a father. You had a mother. I bind and break the power, the authority of child abuse over you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All slavery, sex slavery. Go. Come out right now. Move up and come out. Move up and come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. People have been sold into slavery to sex in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power and authority and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All slave mentality right now, I bind it and break the power and command to loose you right now. Slave mentality, loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. I break that Willie Lynch curse that had been spoken over the blacks people in the name of Jesus. I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I break that voodoo curse that was placed on you in Hades. I bind it and break the power and authority of it and command you loose you right now in Jesus' name. Loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you and praise you. Now all repercussion from that curse that was spoken by that witch doctor against the blacks that's returning to the whites, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Because what a curse, when it goes out, it returns to the one that sends it. I break that curse right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. To the one that's coming against you with all power and all authority right now and all forces, I bind it and break the power and authority of it right now in Jesus' name. There's somebody in authority over you right now that's not a real ruler or not a real leader, not a real concern, that just wants to abuse you and use you. I bind that power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify in Jesus' name. All pressure behind the eyes. All pressure behind the eyes right now. I bind that spider that went up in the palace. I bind the spider that's gone up in the palace right now and laid those eggs behind your eyes. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you. And it says in the Bible, it says, and the spider went up in the palace. What's the palace? Know you not you're the temple of the Holy Spirit? What temple are you? The one when you defile that temple, I, God, will send a destroying spirit. I speak to that destroyer right now in Jesus' name. I speak to that self-inflicted spirit that you put upon yourself. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose you. Loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Everybody take a big, deep breath. A big, deep breath right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak to your generational curses that come down the line in Jesus' name. I speak to the voodoo mama. A voodoo mama in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I speak to that witch doctor. I bind the spirit of the witch doctor right now in Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power, and I break the authority that's been placed over you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. That manipulated you and caused you to go and seek a place that you're not supposed to be. I bind it, break the power and authority of the name of Jesus. The pressure in the name of Jesus that they applied to you by words of witchcraft in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you. I break the spirit of a warlock over you right now in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Leave right now in Jesus' name. Leave right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of witchcraft that's been spoken over you directly or indirectly, I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. All false prophecy, I speak to that false prophecy right now in Jesus' name. Go. I command you to leave right now in Jesus' name. Leave right now. False prophecy. Go. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All false prophecy in the name of Jesus that drives you and drives you and drives you in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of cockatrice. Cockatrice, that evil word that come out of the throat right now. I speak to it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. Leave, cockatrice, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You'll find it in Isaiah 11. Go. I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. I speak to you, ass, serpents, all serpentines right now. I bind and break the power of all serpentines in Jesus' name. And it's coiled around your back in the name of Jesus. Go. Come out right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Uncoil. Release yourself from the loins right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Go. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you and glorify in Jesus' name. We thank you. We war against you right now in Jesus' name. We bind you and we break your powers and break your authority right now in Jesus' name. All lying spirits, they come to you in the name of Jesus, whisper in your ear. I bind that spirit of lying right now in Jesus' name. Go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All lying spirits in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. False gods. I bind and break your power to false gods right now in Jesus' name. I command you to be broken. All false gods right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command it loose you right now. All false doctrines. False doctrines. I break and bind and command it loose right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Every spirit that attacks the gallbladder right now, you spirit of gall, I bind the spirit of gall in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power of the spirit of gall in Jesus' name. Gall, bitterness, anger, resentment in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. In Jesus, all glaucoma in the name of Jesus, egg shape of the eye right now. I bind and break the power and authority of fear. In Jesus' name, fear, great fear, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command it loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All glaucoma right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we break it. Command it loose us right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All pains and joints in the hips right now. I speak to it right now. All hips joints right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the power and I break the authority of the name of Jesus. Command and loose it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. In Jesus' name. Now, everybody that's got an ailment, I want you to put your hand on the ailment right now. On the ailment right now in Jesus' name. All jaws, I bind and break the power and the gnashing of teeth in Jesus' name. On hearing loss right now. In Jesus' name, I speak to it all deaf and dumb right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of kidney attacking the reins, I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. All anger in Jesus' name. I bind spirits of anger right now. Anger and rage. Allergies. I speak to all allergies right now in Jesus' name. Anger. I speak to it right now. Anger against the climate right now. In Jesus' name, angry about this and that and the other, in the name of Jesus. All faintness of heart, I bind and break the power and authority of faintness of heart right now. A broken heart, I speak to a broken heart right now. I bind that spirit of broken heart. The Word says, bind up the broken heart, set the captive at liberty, in Jesus' name. We bind that spirit of broken heart right now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Also the knees, in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of refusing to bend the knee. We thank you, we praise you, glorify. Now go back to the broken heart right now in Jesus' name. Go back to that time. Go back to the time when that little child was broke, her heart was broken. In the name of Jesus, I command that broken heart to be healed right now in Jesus' name. Go and come against the female organs right now. Everything that attacks the female organs in Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Everything that affects the kidneys and come out right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command it loose in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you and glorify you. All knee problems, all neck problems, all ankle problems, go right now in Jesus' name. We refuse to bend the knee. We refuse to bend the knee. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. God, all pains and pressure, we take the yoke, that iron yoke off your neck right now in Jesus' name. All places, yeah, go right now in Jesus' name. Go right now. Come out right now. All yokes that's been put on us and by people in the name of Jesus, by finances, by feeling unloved. Come out right now. All come out of the vertebrae in the neck right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Come out. Chains. I speak to the chain around the neck. I take it loose. I take it loose right now. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Come out right now. In Jesus' name. Chain, I separate you. I break your links in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name, glory to the King of Kings and the God of Gods. Hallelujah. I speak of refreshments. I speak of wholeness. I speak health. I speak a healing to those areas in your body right now in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. God, I thank you and I praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And they all said, Amen. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.